Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
YDOT reduces speed limit on Highway 59 north of Gillette for safety concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Drivers heading north of Gillette on Wyoming Highway 59 will soon need to slow down. The Wyoming Department of Transportation announced a speed limit reduction between mileposts 120 and 122, lowering the limit from 70 to 55 miles per hour. YDOT officials say the change comes after identifying several dips along a downhill, uphill S-curve section of the roadway that have become a growing safety concern, especially with winter driving conditions approaching. The new speed limit is in effect today. According to YDOT, the adjustment is meant to reduce crash risks and improve safety for traveling public until long-term repairs can be made. The agency plans to fix the problem area during the 2026 construction season once paving operations are scheduled. YDOT is reminding motorists to watch for signs, drive cautiously, and adjust their speed based on road and weather conditions. Wyoming lawmakers advance controversial library book bill ahead of 2026 session. A Wyoming legislative committee has endorsed a controversial bill that would let residents sue public libraries and school districts if books containing sexually explicit material are found in areas accessible to minors. According to Wildfile, after nearly 3 hours of debate on Monday, the Joint Judiciary Committee voted 11-2 to sponsor the bill for the 2026 legislative session. The measure defines what qualifies as sexually explicit and allows lawsuits from local residents with potential fines of up to $500 per violation. Supporters say the goal is to protect children, not ban books. Committee Chairman Senator Jared Olson of Cheyenne said, "I can't understand why there's opposition to moving pornographic material out of the children's section." But opponents, including the Wyoming Library Association, say the bill amounts to government overreach and a backdoor book ban targeting LGBTQ authors and limiting access to diverse materials. Democratic Representative Ken Chesnick of Laramie, one of the two lawmakers to vote no, called it a bounty hunting situation that would pressure librarians to pull books entirely. Despite objections, Monday's vote signals strong legislative backing. Lawmakers expect the bill to move forward when the 2026 session begins in February, setting up heated debate over parental rights, censorship, and intellectual freedom in Wyoming's libraries. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.